Hello. Today I want to talk about democracy and religion. Democracy is older than 2,500 years. In its origin, it's from Greece. It's not religious. Even in the middle and north of Europe, there was more democracy before Christianity. There was this famous thing. All men had to meet and decide together. It got lost during Christianization. Indeed, religion and democracy are opposites. In a democracy, there can only be place for a tamed religion. Christianity was tamed during the French Revolution, and even in the Islamic world, is now to see that people who think free, like Raif Barwadi, are persecuted, and also democracy is fought where it seems to be established by radical Islamic groups. But where there is democracy, people who don't believe or believe in other things are persecuted. There are blasphemy laws as if their God is much too weak to stand for himself. That's just a proof that there is this God not. So see, democracy, human rights and freedom and religion can't walk hand in hand. Religion has to bow down before that all. There's no other way as secularism. Only this can grant freedom for all humans. So put down this belief that makes you think it's the most important thing. No matter what you believe, no matter if you are a Tea Party Christian or an Evangelical or a Muslim who thinks the Sharia must be the law. It's just oppressing people. Just lay it down. It gives no freedom to at all. Thank you for listening.